Jewish festival of Purim commemorates the saving of the Jewish people from Haman, who was planning to kill all the Jews in Persia. This took place in the ancient Persian Empire. The story is recorded in the biblical book of Esther, in Megillat Esther. And according to the book of Esther, Haman, the royal advisor to King Ahasuerus, or king of Persia, planned to kill all the Jews in the empire. But his plans were foiled by Mordechai and his cousin and adopted daughter Esther, who had risen to become queen of Persia. The day of deliverance became the day of feasting and rejoicing. And this is Purim. And Purim is celebrated by exchanging of gifts, of food, drinks, known as Mishloach Manot, donating charity to the poor, known as Matanot Levionim, eating a special feast, known as Seudat Purim, and also reading of the Megillah, the scrolls of Esther in the synagogue, and reciting additions known as Alanisin to the daily prayers and the grace after meals. Other customs include drinking wine or any other alcoholic beverages, wearing of masks and costumes, and public celebrations. Purim is celebrated annually according to the Hebrew calendar on the 14th day of the Hebrew month of Adar. The Purim narrative is very interesting. The book of Esther begins with a six-month drinking feast given by King Ahasuerus for the army of Persia and Media and for the civil servants and princes in the 127 provinces of his kingdom, concluding with seven-day drinking feast for the inhabitants of Shushan, rich and poor, and a separate drinking feast for the women organized by Queen Vashti in the pavilion of the royal courtyard. At this feast, Ahasuerus gets really drunk, thoroughly drunk, Megillat Esther says. And at the prompting of his courtiers, he orders his wife Vashti to display her beauty before the nobles and everyone else, wearing only a royal crown. Her refusal prompts Ahasuerus to have her removed from her post. Ahasuerus then orders all the young women to be presented to him so he can choose a new queen to replace Vashti. One of these is Esther, who was orphaned at a young age and being fostered by her first cousin Mordechai. She finds favor in the king's eye and is made his new wife. And Esther, it's written in the Megillah, does not reveal her origins and that she is Jewish. Shortly afterwards, Mordechai discovers a plot by two courtiers, Bigtam and Teresh, to kill Ahasuerus. They are apprehended and hanged, and Mordechai's advice to the king is recorded in the daily record of the court. Ahasuerus appoints Haman as his viceroy, and Mordechai, who sits in the palace gates, falls into Haman's disfavor as he refuses to bow down to him. And having found out that Mordechai is Jewish, Haman plans to kill not just Mordechai, but the entire Jewish minority in the empire. Obtaining Ahasuerus' permission and funds to execute this plan, he casts lots, Purim, to choose the date on which to do this. And the date was chosen was the 13th of the month of Adar. When Mordechai finds out about the plans, he puts a sackcloth and ashes, a sign of mourning, publicly weeping and lamenting. And many other Jews in Shushan and other parts of Ahasuerus' empire do likewise. And Esther discovers what has transpired. And there follows an exchange of messages between her and Mordechai. Mordechai requests that she goes to the king on behalf of the embattled Jews, and she replies that nobody is allowed to approach the king under penalty of death. Mordechai warns her that she will not be any safer in the palace than any other Jew, and suggests that she was elevated to the position of queen to be of help in just such an emergency. Esther has a change of heart, and she says that she will fast and pray for 3 days and will then approach the king to seek his help, despite the law against doing so. Meanwhile, Haman is again offended by Mordechai's refusal to bow to him, and he builds a gallows for Mordechai with the intention to hang him there the very next day. That night, Ahasuerus suffers from insomnia, and when the court's daily records are read to him to help him fall asleep, he learns of the services rendered by Mordechai in the earlier plot against his life. Ahasuerus asks whether anything was done for Mordechai, and he is told that he received no recognition for saving the king's life. Just then, Haman appears, and King Ahasuerus asks him what should be done for the men that the king wishes to honor. Thinking that the king is referring to Haman himself, Haman says that the honoree should be dressed in the king's royal robes and led around the king's royal horse. To Haman's horror, the king instructs Haman to render such honors to Mordechai. And later that evening, Ahasuerus and Haman attend Esther's second banquet, at which she reveals that she is Jewish and that Haman is planning to exterminate her people, which includes her. Ahasuerus becomes enraged and instead orders Haman hanged on the gallows that he had prepared for Mordechai. The previous decree against the Jewish people, unfortunately, could not be annulled, so the king allows Mordechai and Esther to write another decree as they wish. They decree the Jewish people may fight to defend themselves. As a result, on 13th Adar, 500 attackers and Haman's 10 sons are killed in Shushan. Throughout the empire, 75,000 of the Jewish people's enemies are killed. On the 14th, another 300 are killed in Shushan. Mordechai assumes the position of second in rank to Ahasuerus and institutes an annual commemoration of the delivery of the Jewish people from annihilation.